Today's gospel continues the theme that focuses on identity, in particular, the identity of Jesus as the Son of God. But what also is important is that something that can come against someone's identity is illness and the lies of the enemy. The reason why our Lord focuses so much on healing and on delivering people from evil spirits is because he wants to help build up someone in their God-given identity and to help them to realize who he is as the Son of God as well. So it's good for us to reflect sometimes on how illness can cause a distortion in one's identity, and how when we pray for healing many times, when I pray for people's healing in particular, I'll pray, Lord, and this is an internal prayer, but I'll pray, Lord, help this person to realize how in the midst of whatever it is that they're ill with, that they're still your beloved one, that their illness does not define who they are. Because I've witnessed over and over how many times we can allow illness to start to define us. And in many ways, just the circumstances of life we sometimes can allow to define us rather than allowing our relationship with God to be what defines us. And so it's good to kind of do a little check and to ask ourselves, is there some kind of illness or affliction or pain or et cetera that we're dealing with right now? And can there be little subtle ways that sometimes we start to feel defined by these things that we almost identify to them to the point of finding our identity in them, rather than finding and seeing and seeking our identity in God, and always remembering that our Lord came to help us to realize the truth of who we are in our God-given identity, that believing according to the kingdom of God is entering into that God-given identity, allowing God to restore that God-given identity to each of us.